Silence in number 12. That's better. Trouble is, the prisoners always expect Frosh to be some old drunk who doesn't know how to keep order. But I'm not some old drunk, oh no. I'm young and I'm fit. And anyhow, if you ask me, there's quite enough old drunks in this world. Most of them running the country. Oi, number 12. Any more of that, you don't get breakfast. The trouble is, old people are so embarrassing. By old people, I mean anyone over 35. It's just horrible, the way they carry on. You even meet 40-year-olds who are interested in, you know, sex. Hard to believe, isn't it? Oi, you, belt up! That one in number 12 thinks he's dead civilised, just because he knows a bit of opera. In my experience, that's no guide to anything. Have you been to the opera recently? I went once. That was enough. I mean, the audience was seriously brain dead, and the average age was about 105. Now, where's the arrest warrant for number 12? Ah, yes, here it is. Eisenstein. Funny name for an Italian, wouldn't you say? But nothing surprises me in this prison. It's run like a holiday camp. My dad's doing time at the moment. He was a financial advisor. Got 7 years for embezzlement. He's in one of them open prisons, you know. Fresh fruit salad, squash courts, and 3 hours of group therapy every day. I don't hold with that. Bang him up and throw away the keys, that's what I say. Of course, the governor here is a hopeless case. Half the time he's completely rat-arsed. And when he's sober, he treats the prisoners like human beings, which is a big mistake. No, what we need to do is bring back hanging. And the treadmill. And the rack. And the thumb screw. Yeah. A bit of torture on a regular basis, and we'd be living in a civilized society again. Right, that's it. You're in big trouble, number 12. Don't say I didn't warn you.